it's here and now, and even if the weather didn't change much, going from August to September does make you feel a little like we've gone from summer to fall, doesn't it? Well, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has the perfect thing, soup, which she says you can eat hot or cold. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hello, Jeremy.
Okay, so how late in the year are you supposed to eat cold soups?
Well, I guess it depends on the weather. But, you know, in many parts of the country, it's still really warm during the day.
And all year in some parts of the country.
Well, that's true, too. But here in New England, we still have these glorious warm days, sometimes what's called Indian summer, where you can have a real summer-like day, and then it gets really cold at night. So that's why this segment's called, we need a little tune here, Cold Soup, Hot Soup. Started thinking about how do you segue seasons? You know, that's really where we're at. It's like you grab the sweater. No, you don't need it. Oh, I'm freezing. I need it.
And now there's a heat wave and
right.
You don't need it.
Do
right.
I wear sandals? Do I wear boots? These are women's problems. Anyway, let's get back to the soups. The point of this is that there are some really great soups that work both ways. So in other words, you can make a batch of soup. You can have it cold for lunch. You can have a picnic still on the still warm days. But then when it turns cool at night, those exact same soups are delicious heated up.
You can heat up these cold soups because aren't cold soup sometimes made out of things you wouldn't want to heat up?
Such a good point. Yes, absolutely. So I started thinking about this, and I don't really have an answer, but I'm still going to pose the question. I thought, what is it that really makes a good cold soup? So there's fruit soups, right? I have to admit, I absolutely detest them. The idea of like a berry soup or a melon.
No.
You agree?
I agree with you.
All right.
That.
We agree.
But tomato
on that.
Is a fruit and I like tomato
okay,
soup.
Okay, but we're into a whole other thing. All right. So, all right. You brought up tomatoes. So we've done a segment on tomatoes already, but I still have tomatoes in my garden. I get them straight through October. Taste my tomato soup cold first, that small one.
Okay.
So it has leeks and fresh tomatoes. And I had it cold and I thought it's really good, but it needs more dimension. So now spoon some of this topping in. No, the corn and the cucumbers and the peppers.
Okay.
I kind of gazpachoed it. I just created a new word, I think, here. It's way better hot as a plain soup, but now you get all that crunch, and it's all the end of the garden, the end of the season. And so it's a
You did gazpacho it.
Exactly.
It tastes like a gazpacho.
Now taste it hot. This is the exact same soup. Drum roll.
Oh, that is completely different.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And
it
works on its own as a hot soup. You could put a drizzle of heavy cream. There's no dairy in that at all. There's no fat in that. This is leeks and tomatoes, and you can use vegetable broth or chicken broth, and you let it cook, and then you puree it.
But so you couldn't take your gazpacho and just throw it into the microwave or into a soup pan or something like that.
You could puree it completely and serve it hot. But the thing about gazpacho is that it's about texture. You know, you want that crunchy topping. Some people make them very smooth. It works better the other way, to make a hot tomato soup and then serve it cold with the crunchy toppings. So that's a soup that I created backwards.
Okay.
Okay. I made it as a hot soup, and then I thought, would this work as a cold soup? And I wasn't happy. So I gazpachoed it.
Okay.
All right. So moving on. Things like fresh peas. We have a recipe that we've done in the past for a fresh pea and lettuce soup. Fabulous hot, fabulous cold. The classic, the most classic soup is a leek and potato. Cold, the French call it vichyssoise.
Yeah.
Hot, it's leek and potato. It's fantastic either way.
And you can just take it and heat it up.
Exactly.
If you
can have it cold. You can have it hot. Then I started experimenting. So you have before you zucchini and fennel soup. Again, things I had in so much of in my garden. So you're going to try it cold first. And there's a dollop of pesto on that. So you should be tasting the fennel and then all that fresh zucchini. Again,
I feel like I'm getting healthier just having this.
You look terrific. Your face is full.
I have a fennel glow right now.
You have a fennel zucchini glow. Now try it hot.
Okay.
It's so interesting how different the experience is with the exact same soup.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It tastes like a completely different soup.
And that's it. So it's really nice because you work once and you can have two completely different.
I feel like I'm on an infomercial right now because I'm just giving you everything you want. Yes. Wow, Kathy. It tastes like a totally different
Call
soup.
Call 1-800-WBUR.
So
let's talk about these toppings because that is what can tip it over, right? So you make this pot of soup. You have it cold. you have it hot. But how do you make it kind of a little bit more extraordinary? So there are all kinds of things. I love drizzling flavored oils, just a tiny drop on top of soups. You'll see
like
lemon
oil.
Oil
or something
no,
like
I'm
that?
Not, I'm, no, I don't go that way. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, truffles are fabulous, but truffle,
okay,
it takes
fine,
over. That's
fine.
My. We can
all
talk
right
about it another time, but yeah. It takes over everything.
It does.
It's
it
like an
over
obnoxious person in the room and you can't hear
okay,
anyone else.
Fine.
All right.
I get it.
You got
okay,
it. Okay,
no,
sorry.
But you like other oils.
Top. I love lemon oils. A little touch of that citrus flavor on top of that zucchini soup would have been great. It would be great on the tomato soup. It would be great in a leek and potato soup as well. Pestos. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. You don't have to use basil. You can make it with parsley. You can use walnuts instead of pine nuts, cilantro and pistachio. You can make pestos out of virtually any combination of fresh herbs and nuts. Also, speaking of nuts, you can just toast nuts like pine nuts or almonds and chop them up and sprinkle them in a soup, and you have this immediate kind of rich, nutty flavor, but also a texture to your soup.
Yeah, the toppings you're clearly a fan of here, and they really do take what would just be an ordinary soup and turn them into something much more interesting.
As we like to say in the culinary world, we go from ordinary to extraordinary.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It is just that little touch, 5-10 minutes, but it elevates the dish. It takes it into a new direction.
I just had a corn chowder that had a scallop wrapped in bacon
yes,
in the center
on top.
Of it.
Yum. Yes. Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah. That would probably not be great cold.
No,
because
maybe
corn
not.
Yeah. is starch, and I don't know.
Okay,
corn chowder.
I had
we
it hot.
Try
so
that
yeah, you're
yeah,
probably
but
right.
That would be, that's a really sophisticated topping, but also a really great one. Obviously, you can make croutons and toast by just slicing a crusty baguette, brushing it with olive oil, toasting it on both sides, and you get this nice crunch. And always a good salt on top. Not what you're cooking the soup with, but some kind of really special sea salt to sprinkle on top of the soup will bring out all those fresh vegetable flavors.
When I was living in New York, I used to go to this soup place all the time for lunch because they were such delicious soups. And then I started to think about just how much salt was in those soups.
Mm.
Do you have to have a lot of salt to have a good soup?
I'm glad you asked me that because that brings us to the questions of stocks. People are always saying, do you have to make your own stocks? And no, you don't. But the problem with most of these boxed and canned stocks is that they're loaded with sodium.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use a boxed stock, you want to try to find a low sodium one, but you also want to not add salt to the soup on top of it. You can always add it at the end. I'll tell you something. I like to make stock in an unusual way. If I have a turkey or a chicken that I've already roasted, the carcass that you're about to throw out, I make stock from it. It's still loaded with flavor. When I'm trimming vegetables, I have a bowl next to my sink where I put pea pods and corn husks and onion skins and carrot tops. And I just, when I have enough, I make a vegetable stock. And you just boil it down and you throw it in the freezer. And when it comes time to make soup, it's just right there for you.
So what's your favorite soup, hot or cold, Kathy Gunst?
Whoa, tough. I'm a big fan of that tomato soup right now. I'm
it's
just
very good.
Loving
hot
it.
Hot or cold?
Cold because it's sort of got one of those days where it's warm. But tonight I'm going to want it hot. Hot soup, cold soup.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef. And we've got all the recipes that she's talked about here at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.